This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 627, recorded late June 2019. Hey, it's my mom's birthday.
Oh.
She would have been 83.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? I was born late in life. I was an accident. A happy little accident. Brian Kilby with me. I have Don, Chris, Diecast, Rob. And
I thought the worst thing.
Okay.
So, you know, back in the old days of RFC, you'd say, you know, this is your host and friend, Brian Kilby. This week, this is your host and happy little accident, Brian Kilby.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly that's right. My youngest sibling was 16 when I was born.
Mm.
Yep. And John DeLuna is currently stepped away with fatherhood duties, but he'll be back. Jason's not here this week, and Matt is skipping because Beast Wars. So. Yeah, we only have like one Beast Wars item, but he was convinced that we were going to spend the whole show talking about it, but we're not. So, oh man, let's see here. Tokyo Toy Show was last week, and we honestly had forgotten that it was going to happen. So it was a happy little accident that we learned about some stuff during the show. SDCC is coming up, and again, we don't have anything really in the way of news for Transformers, but one thing, which we assumed anyway, we'll talk about that.
Hey, who assumed?
I think we all assumed.
The
MP10 Ghostbusters.
Oh, I'm thinking about something different.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it when we get to that.
It's probably not appropriate for speaking of on, you know, live stream.
No, it is.
Oh,
most okay. Of the stuff
you I'm confused, so I have no idea what we're talking about.
I think I know.
Yeah. Oh. Let's go ahead and just talk about that. Diecast, what are you talking? What is it that you're thinking?
There's a leak of a SDCC bot set.
I saw something about that, but I didn't get a chance to read into the article. Is Don Chugs a 2 liter of Diet Sundrop?
Had life choices. Diet all
Sundrop.
Around right
Diet
there.
Sundrop, also known as back in the day, Golden Girl Cola. So yes, thank you for being a friend. But yeah, so what is it about this? Bot set. What's the leak and what do we know?
I think that's all we know is going to be an SDCC bot set.
I better get it.
But that's pretty cool. It's a nice little probably easy set to throw in as an exclusive.
Well, and it's also something we assumed would end up happening.
Yeah, maybe not this year, but
no, this year.
You know, it's something that's like it's easy, it's quick, it's cheap for them as far as. You know, throwing something together.
They should do like an SDCC bot survival pack because they already have like the deodorant. They can do like the wristwatch for, you know, time for the events and camera to take pictures.
Prophylactics.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things that they could use.
A couple of the food things as a reminder not to actually remember to eat.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Camera. The roll of toilet paper, just in case they're out.
Yeah. Coffee maker for the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's certainly something. Okay. So,
bot bots are good for everything.
I love bot bots. I really do. I have yet to buy one. Thank you, Hasbro. I have them all. I've yet to buy one.
Well,
let's hope that trend continues. So
you need to just buy one in the store for like $2.90. Just be like, I supported it. I bought one in the store.
Well, I ordered
two packs of BotBots off of Amazon from Series 1 soon as they became available.
Yes, that's true. I bought some. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay, you're good then.
Okay, so hey, let's go ahead and talk about what we got this week. Does anybody want to start? I have a few things, but nothing.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Not a whole lot, but this was actually pretty interesting because we kind of had a conversation about this, and I didn't know it existed. It's Till All Are One CD. It was a promo CD for the Knights of Unicron. So there's no actual UPC on it. It didn't come in that Knights of Unicron box. I think they just handed them out.
Huh.
And this is a sealed copy. It has like Slayer, Machine Head, Black Star Riders. Let's see if there's any other.
I did not know this existed.
Yeah, I didn't know it existed either. I actually found it on an eBay search, and it was only $15. And I was like, yeah, I got to pick that up just for...
I found it. So this is the one Diecast won. It doesn't let me see who won like it used to back in the day. So I could just stalk.
Yeah, no, they for years kept bitter identities hidden.
But yeah, it's from 2014.
Yeah, they probably were handing that out at the Hasbro booth.
Yeah. So it was nice to get, you know,
as a fan
of the Unicron.
That Incredible Hulk retro Marvel Legends figure is a SDCC exclusive. I didn't realize that until just now.
Mm.
Boo.
Well, that's going to suck to get on Pulse later.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the other thing I got is X-Transbots
Overheat.
Overheat. Thank you, Don. Too many names. And mine, of course... You know, always winning the QC lottery. Mine came with a piece missing on the back of the leg, which is like a little silver engine piece. So, yeah, you know, but there's been a lot of people that have been having the shoulders crack. And I did not have that problem. And there was one other problem with this guy that people had that I didn't have. It's an okay toy. I like it. It has a couple little flaws. It's probably the weakest out of the four so far. But I still kind of like him. I guess because he's a Formula F1 car and he's yellow, and I really like him. And he came with a new face for Skids. They're Savant. Because his face that he originally came with was terrible.
Well, so. It wasn't terrible. It's just not very defined between, you know, features are kind of soft overall feature
it
wise.
It was kind of terrible. It was kind of terrible. I've seen pictures of it.
And then also the face that came on Overheat was very soft too. And the it did have an optional face that I put on, which makes it look a lot better as well.
Because I've been
probably hard to tell on video, but once you get it in hand, you'll be able to see the difference. Like, there's a big difference.
Because I've been thinking about getting Overheat even before I found out he came with the extra Savant face, because that's my favorite Stunicon. But after the mess of the first fans project Stunicons, I just don't want to go back down that road again. But if I was going to have only one of the Stunicons, it'd be him.
Yeah, Don. I mean, if you like the character, yeah. I would get him.
But it's like Aaron Archer said, people like buying sets of things, and it's like, can I really avoid not buying the rest of the Stunicons?
Yes.
Well, you should look at it this way, Don. Nights. If you buy just that drag strip, that means you're breaking a set, and someone else won't be able to get a whole set of five. So you're actually like screwing somebody else over in the
process. No, Stunicon. That's not how it works. This is not brick and mortar. That's not how it works.
I mean, if they make equal production numbers and everything, exactly. It kind of is.
That's the point. Like, they wouldn't make more of one than the other. Like, you should be assuming they're going to make the same number of every Stunicon, so there is an even number of Menasaurs later. Well, if you buy just a drag strip, then somebody else isn't going to be able to buy a whole set of five because you've got one of them.
Well, I've already done that today, and I'll tell you when we get to my stuff.
Okay.
And then apparently, the X-Transbots Motor Master is going to be a while because it's in a redesign phase. I'm not sure how extensive that can be, though, because it still has to work with all the other four bots. So, yeah, that thing's not even going to be out this year. So you're going to have those four waiting for Motor Master for a while. I also got these mech... What are these things?
Are they Mechanic Studio.
They're like little mech fans toys, guys. It's the gears and the swerve.
Huh.
So I got them. I'm actually thinking about just doing Magic Square Legends from now on and just forgetting about everything else.
Everything else in general, or just like Legend scale figures?
Just for the Legend scale.
If you said everything in general, I would have given you a virtual high five. because that sounds awesome. But
no, no. If there was anything that if you said I had to pick one thing, it would be Masterpiece.
If I had to pick one thing, it would be Generations. And if I had to pick two things, it would be Generations.
And then this is going to drive Don nuts because I got one of those eBay coupons again. So I got the Fura Flame Toys, the Optimus Prime, the newer one that's more...
The IDW Optimus.
Yeah, he's IDW, but he's a little bit more G1 than the other Optimus Prime, the first one that they did. So, of course, I didn't put it together yet, but I think Jason said it took him like 3 or 4 hours to put it together.
I just want the coupon code.
I think that was
that's what I said.
That was driving you nuts, Don.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten a little better since then. Not much, but a little bit better.
I almost thought about sending a screenshot of the coupon to Don just to. And then I also got a Matrix of Leadership. A human size, as someone pointed out in one of the comments. If it was life size, it'd be as big as a couch. And I was like, all right, it's human size. That's what I meant. So. It's really nice. I thought I was going to have to put it together because it's from the same person that did the smaller Matrix that I had to put together.
3D printed one?
This is Epically Geeky on Etsy. And it's just really, really nice. I'm really happy with it. I really like the glow of the Matrix. And every once in a while, it flickers. It's designed to like flicker a little bit and then go solid. And then it'll do that again in succession. And I actually didn't know if that was a bad connection. But the guy who made it commented on the YouTube video since I did a video of this, and he said, no, that's actually how I designed it to be. So, yeah,
nice. So I'm looking at his Etsy page right now. I'm only seeing the mini one. How did you score the big one?
Maybe he bought the only one.
Maybe they sold out after my video went up yesterday. I don't know. Cool. If you look at my video, there's a link to it.
The mini one was $25. How much was that one?
85.
That's actually say that a little
louder so your wife can hear.
Yeah. So, but yeah, really like it. And it came with a stand, which so I can put that in. Whoops. Or I can drop it on everything on my desk. But it kind of sits at an angle. The only thing I wish is it would sit straight on, but either way, it's still nice to have a stand that comes with it, as opposed to the mini one where the stand was like an afterthought and then it was an additional fee. This actually comes with the stand. So if you like Matrixes, I would definitely recommend it. And they have gold or orange. I always go with the orange, but personal preference. And that's all I got this week.
Cool. Rob.
Okay, well, I got a couple of things. All the Transformers things I got this week are thanks to Diecast. He sent me for my birthday the I forget the name of the Minicon or the Micro Master team, the ones that turn into a sword, the Jets. But that is a nice set. To be honest, I know this is a dumb thing, but yes, they have done a better job of making Jets into a sword since they did the Armada Star Saber. It is more stable, and I like the look of it. It's they are really nice, and thank you for that, Diecast. I appreciate.
Oh, no problem.
And he also sent me the KBB Core Fighters release of Perfect Effect Genrai Prime, the Ultra Magnus Cab, and I really like that. There's a couple little things that I just that I think I need to tighten a couple of the screws in the arms mainly. But other than that, it feels pretty good. I really do like the design. And if I ever see another Combiner Wars Magnus that I can pick up for cheap and attach this to it, I may well do it because it's a nice figure.
It's not too hard to remove the stock cab from Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus. There's basically just one screw you have to undo.
Yeah, I just kind of want one of each. I do want one with Minimus Ambus, and I want one with the cab robot. So
yeah, I'm just saying, like, you can. It's pretty easy to swap back and forth between for whichever style cab you want.
Okay, I will keep that in mind. And other than that, Brian, thank you for the first volume of Dragon Ball for my birthday. I really appreciate that. I really do like the this big editions. The fact that they have all the original color parts in color. It is currently the best way to get Dragon Ball in English.
Yeah, cool. I need to pick myself that up as well.
Yeah, it is really nice. I fully expect them to do a new edition sometime, especially now that I've finally committed to these. But they are really good, and I have got to maybe I'll actually finish a set eventually, because this is like the fifth different format in two different languages that I have Dragon Ball in partially.
That's funny. Cool. Anything else?
No, I think that's about it. If I have forgotten anything that anybody got me off of my Amazon wish list, thank you for doing it. I am scatterbrained as hell right now. It does not mean it is not appreciated. Yeah. My dad finally gets home from rehab on Friday. Ooh. So it's, yeah. Nice. So, cool. Yeah. So I've been busy, but yes, I am very appreciative of everything everybody has done. And thank you.
Don, anything?
It's all off topic because there's nothing new Transformer-wise. I've been checking daily when I've gone to the Walmart for something. I've been checking for Springers and Brunts and stuff, and there's been nothing. But picked up a couple of things. Picked up today, it was on clearance at GameStop. The last one that I need for right now, the Eagle Moth small size Voyager. It was on clearance for $17, so I went ahead and picked it up. Picked up one of the very few Star Wars figures I'll probably ever buy. The Biker Scout, because that's from the new archive series. Now I don't have to open up my two pack with the indoor speeder bikes that's in it. And I posted this about 2 weeks ago. I got these originally. This is what I did by breaking up the sets. I bought all four of the NECA Golden Girls because I wanted all four of them. Mm-hmm. But with everything I've got pending, I decided I really didn't need them. But I did keep Sophia. So if I would, because the likeness is just, it's the best likeness of the all four. And she has her handbag and the cheesecake.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I returned three of the four Golden Girls. So whoever doesn't get Sophia, I'm sorry, but I'm keeping this one for me.
Picture it. Target 2019.
Someone finds three of the four. But yeah, that's but there's nothing new in Transformers. I've actually seen the Siege Wave 1 Optimus. I've seen it twice in the past 2 weeks for the first time in probably 3 months. So there is stuff trickling out, but it's all just restocks of Wave 1. That's it.
Cool. John, you got anything?
Yeah, I got some stuff, and I'll talk fast because I got to have the fan on upstairs because the AC is blowing, but it's not cool and it's broke, y'all. I got to get a repairman in
here. Oh, I had to get a new HVAC a few months back, and it was
yeah, so fun times. Anyway, I got the reissue or the second run of Masterpiece Dinobot, so I did get around to getting him.
Is the second run, did they fix the problems with it? Do you know?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know by this weekend, hopefully. And then the other thing I got real quickly, which wasn't Transformers related, but I'm having a good time trolling eBay and getting reasonably cheap, random things from toy lines that interest me for whatever reason. And so I got a sample of a Demona from Gargoyles from the Kenner toy line that was owned by a Kenner employee.
Oh yeah.
So,
oh,
neat. So it's in perfect condition, and that's a great mold actually. So I didn't really pay attention to the Gargoyles toy line at the time. I was way into the show, but I was not a toy collector at that time, and I didn't realize, at least with Demona, the mold is really good. The sculpt's really good, and they're 4-inch-ish kind of. They're not three and three quarters. They're not 6-inch by any means. They're some kind of tweener scale. But she looks really good. I was super impressed by Demona and the sculpt. And even though the toy line's kind of a weird scale, I did some research on the Gargoyles toy line, and it's just small enough to be tempting. In theory, I could complete it.
So it's a dangerous amount of toys for a toy collector to be looking at. That checklist.
I mean, it was only a 1 year toy line, wasn't it?
Like 2 years tops, like at the most 2 years.
And like in the '90s, that's nothing.
Yeah. They got just to the point when they started to do like weird variants of the gargoyles, and then it was gone. It was over. So I think they did like a normal release and then funky color slash armor release, and we're out of here. So
yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Is that everybody? Okay. Or Chris. No, I forgot you.
No, I don't have anything this week. Maybe next week.
So in my continuing journey trying to finish off my generation's collection, a few things I don't have that I forgot that I didn't have. I mean, it's like, yeah, I got a complete generation's collection except for like six things. So
send me a list of what you don't have and let me see if there's anything I can fill in for you.
Okay, cool. So what I got this week from eBay actually ended up being Transformers Land, their eBay channel. I got
eBay the channel or
whatever. Channel is actually a perfectly cromulent word for that in that case.
It's no.
Yes, it is. It's the Walmart version of Power Glide.
Huh.
And
oh yeah,
it's so quaint. I mean, it's
there are things that just Ryan.
There's things I marvel with it. Just the mass and the amount of engineering that went into it. Mm-hmm. The likeness, though, is leaves a lot to be desired. But it is certainly big.
And I kind of like the few like little mini bots we got in like Voyager and Ultra type sizes. Just something about that was fun for me. I like that mold.
I have it as Stormcloud.
Because they did what, him and Sea Spray? Did they do anybody else like that?
Well, I mean, there was Deluxe Warpath. I don't know if you want to count that.
There was somebody else, but it's not coming to mind.
So there was what, Energon, not Generations, Beachcomber, that was pretty close to Beachcomber.
Well, Skyjack was the repaint of Silverbolt, and he was a Micromaster.
No, he was a Cyberjet.
Either way, Cyberjet. Still.
Oh, okay.
So I had the original, and I think the other one, but I now have this. So
nice.
Yeah. And I got to admit, these are hot garbage. TF Source had a Father's Day sale.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
I bet you probably do. And I've been wanting these really bad. It's 3 of 5, the Golden Lagoon set.
I almost let you know that was going on just in case you missed it. But then I decided, I don't care that much.
So here's, it's a great set. When you open it, you can smell them.
Oh, that is great.
I haven't had that experience with a new toy in a long time.
They have a distinctive odor. It's not terrible, but like when they were unleashed from the packaging, it was like just, it was marked. I mean, it was marketed. You could really tell that something was going on. We know that like it's a mixture of like gold chrome and mustard colored plastic. I mean, they look okay, and I'm glad I have them, especially like at 40% off or whatever they were. But, like, Beachcomber looks like Beachcomber. Sea Spray looks like Sea Spray. But, like, Perceptor, I'm like, what in the hell is this? I mean, I look at it, and I forget that it's supposed to be Perceptor. It just looks so weird. I guess I'm glad I have it. Again, it was $60 as opposed to, like, $100 or whatever.
That actually seemed like a pretty decent price, all things considered.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first time I think they've had them on clearance. I think they had them on clearance at Christmas or whatever.
But I don't think they were that cheap.
Yeah. Well, so I can't complain. But the box was dinged up a little bit, so I didn't notice that in the description. Not a big deal because I was going to open it anyway.
Right.
And it's in really crappy packaging. So unlike the Street Fighter Cross Transformers that came out last year, year before, whenever it was, it has the really nice packaging. I've never even opened those. These are in really generic, super, super thin cardboard. So
see, I would have wanted to do it up fairly nice for the packaging for these, considering they're that, combination of weird plastic colors once you get them out of the box.
My preference was to leave it in the box until there was no window. And it's that super cheap, like we don't give a crap, quality cardboard that the thing was made out of.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah. Not super happy about, you know, the packaging, but it is what it is. Is that all I got? Transformers wise, I got my one and only Black Series 6-inch Star Wars figure that I'll ever own. It's Mace Windu.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. I almost got a Lando because Lando is my favorite Star Wars character, but actually, no, I guess K2SO surpassed him, but Lando is my second favorite. I didn't get that, but I do have a Mace Windu and it's pretty awesome. That's it. Okay. Let's go ahead and what else we got? I'm going to put up another Twitter contest. Probably by the time you listen to this, go to our Twitter at TF Radio. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet. And I haven't actually sent Mark his, what he won last week. I need to get that in the mail tomorrow. I've been having issues with my postal service. Yeah, Mark, I'll get that out tomorrow or the day after. So, okay, the big item this week, just all the Tokyo Toy Show stuff. But the interesting one, let's see if this shows, MP48 is Lyo Convoy, which I have mixed feelings on. I'm perfectly fine with it being another Beast Wars figure. I'm even fine with it being like, you know, a non Beast Wars Prime or real Beast Wars series. That's terrible for me to say. But
a non-mainframe Beast Wars figure.
Non-mainframe Beast Wars series.
You're fine with it being from a Japanese Beast Wars series, I think would be the way to say that.
Yeah, but Lyo Convoy kind of sucks. The original toy is garbage. It's hot.
Oh,
flaming garbage.
So bad.
The little Robot Masters one isn't too bad, though.
Robot Masters one is okay, but the original toy is so horrible. So it might be nice to get a toy of this size, and this will probably end up being smaller. This will be smaller, I think, than the original toy. It'll be really close if it's not.
Masterpiece Primal is pretty small.
Yeah, so it'll be smaller, but it should be nicer. And unlike the toy that we got years ago, which mine came from Hasbro Collector, you know, if you remember that.
If you're old enough to remember that. Old enough,
that was before Eric was born.
That is two Hasbro online stores ago for people keeping count.
Yeah. But unlike that one, this one is, of course, it's because it's Masterpiece and it's part of the new Masterpiece theme. It's very anime inspired, which gives it a unique look.
He's about the same size as Optimus Primal, as you said. How much was Optimus Primal? Like 120?
It was 12,000 yen or about $120 at the time.
So if that's more than 120,
this is going to be 25,000 yen. I'm calling it right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean it looks nice. I'll get it. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite Japanese Beast Convoy. I'm a big sucker for Big Convoy, but
And that's the thing too. Like, you know, let's say that for winter 2021, because this is supposed to be coming out winter, so probably January or maybe February. So, you know, let's assume for 2021, they do Big Convoy. Just think what that's going to cost, being like twice the mass of Lyo Convoy in, you know, original toy, in fiction, everything. It's going to be kind of a nightmare. And imagine how they're going to engineer that transformation, just going by what the original toy was.
Yeah. Please, God. So, can we get into like the one, the lion mode, and then two, the face?
Oh boy, the lion
we got going on here. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing, Takara? Pull up that, if you can, pull up that lion mode and then, and yeah, let's talk about the face or faces.
The face in the, yeah, there's a face in the mane.
Okay, so what the toy does when it transforms, there's the lion face for beast mode, and then the whole mane flips around backwards to reveal a lion face for robot mode that actually sits visible on the shoulder. So the cartoony lion face is theoretically hidden, except you can totally see it from the robot mode also.
Yes, and
That's how they're balancing having a hairy looking mane for the lion mode, but then having the like angular plate armor look for the main parts in the robot mode.
Yep. So yeah,
that's a mode.
Yeah, that googly eyed lion, yeah, disappears and then it becomes that angular robot face without any pupils.
I mean, you say disappears, but it's still just like right there. You can just you can see it totally.
All right, it goes into semi-retirement. It's quasi-hiding. Yes,
it's on sabbatical.
I don't
look at that.
I mean,
yeah, in the T-Formers article when this came up, I commented how it was very brave for them to go ahead and show that lion mode.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the connection a lot of people might have to the Japanese Beast War series.
Yeah, as much as I do, Don.
Yeah. I don't think that lion mode looks that bad. I mean, with the prices on Masterpiece lately, it's hard to get excited about anything being shown, because if Hound's going to be 150, there's no way that Prime, that Lyle Convoy, even if he scales with Primal, will be around Primal's price at this point. So it's like, why get hyped up for it when it's going to be, when it could be cost prohibitive out of the gate to even get one?
Can I be the typical Transformers collector, the average Transformers collector, and be like, where's my Jazz? Where's my Cliff Jumper? Do a triple changer. I mean, come on.
I'm sure Matt will appreciate you doing that.
I'm getting bored with the Masterpiece line.
I would be bored if it was, I mean, stuff like this is keeping me from getting bored.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm gonna have to play devil's advocate for a second, Diecast. The Beast Wars fans have gotten so little over the past couple of years. Hasbro completely dropped the ball on any kind of anniversary stuff.
And, but lately, we've gotten more Beast Wars than actual good, decent masterpieces. Well, I don't need a Prime 3.0 that's
citation needed.
I muted Diecast. That's okay.
But don't you think with all the G1 stuff that's been coming out since Masterpiece, since MP10 basically reset the line as a soft reboot, the Beast Wars people are due a couple of figures? It's not hurting the G1 people. There's still plenty of stuff out there to look at. So it's not like there's a drought of G1 stuff to take advantage of. There's more G1
stuff now than ever.
If the Beast Wars people are getting stuff because they've been neglected for a while, it's doing good business for Hasbro, for Takara, and it gives people time that wants the G1 stuff to financially prepare for it when you've got a $400 Optimus Prime looming on the horizon. It's really not that bad of a thing.
Damn it. Where are all the Kiss Player Masterpiece toys?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want Kiss Player Masterpiece toys.
I want all the articulation.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be a voice of reason on that. It's, you know, every Beast Wars toys we get makes a big selection of the fandom happy, and it gives the G1 people a little more time to get ready for it.
I think you don't really understand the scope of Beast Wars, because I think a lot of people are staying away from the Beast Wars masterpieces.
Good. Let them stay away in general.
We've gotten more Beast Wars masterpieces lately than anything, and it's I want
Masterpiece to become nothing but Beast Wars. I want them to stop doing G1 in general.
Finish season one.
But that is basically
what they're afraid of.
3.0. Yeah.
But maybe
we need some Masterpiece Transformers Energon.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
We need Masterpiece Rhinox that farts.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Let's go back to that Armada thing.
An Energon fart cloud effect Star part. Saber. That's perfect.
Yes, it is perfect. My only thing with the Lyle Convoy is, so like I thought Megatron was Beast Wars. Megatron was the start of like a philosophy of, we're going to do exactly what we want and it's going to retail at whatever. But when I see this lion mode, I'm not getting that. So, like, that's my thing. Like if it's going to be $200, like, no offense, guys. Like, no offense. If it's going to be $200 or more, I'm going to need a little bit more out of that line.
Yeah.
You know what the really, like, the stunning thing is, if you think about this for a second? That's a stock photo. That's the side they chose to show us of the lion mode. What do you think the rest of it looks like?
Oh, yeah,
that's it is good kind of, side.
It is kind of posed very specifically to hide the entire back end.
And so, the sides.
You know, prepare for horror.
That well, maybe not. The back end is terrible.
Well, remember what happened with Ironhide and Ratchet. The photos did not look good. They did not look flattering, and they wound up being better in person.
Remember what happened to like Diatlas?
Well, yeah, that's what I said, but in reverse. But yeah, you're right.
I guess it's encouraging that they went ahead and showed us the beast mode like day one instead of waiting, 6 weeks and two toy shows like they did with Black Arachnia.
Yeah.
Like, at least we know it probably can't be that bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's G1 stuff I want, but I'm fine with some beast mode stuff.
I'm just kind of looking at how that backplate sits on that, and I'm okay with it, and I've seen it on a fair number of Beast Wars toys, just not at the Masterpiece price.
You know, I got it. You paint that all gold, and you got a Masterpiece Transformers Wizard of the Oz lion.
The Cowardly Lion?
Just make it sparkly yellow plastic, and you have Flash Leo Convoy.
Face is just, it's screaming.
Screaming in pain.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's that bad. Maybe it's just me.
It's not terrible, and if it retails for what Optimus Primal costs or less, I think it'll be, you know, passable. I kind of don't expect that at all.
I mean, I'd get it in the 125 to 150. I'd be a lot more inclined to get it than I'd be spending that for Hound.
Is this
because it's Hound?
Is it this? Is this the second time they've gone for a Japanese exclusive character? First being Star Saber, as far as like a new mold.
I guess it is.
It's not the one I would have gone for. I probably would have gone with something else. I mean, even though yes, we did get Car Robots, I still think a Fire Convoy. We weren't supposed to get. Car Robots. So yeah, I still think of that as a Japanese centric series. I think that would probably interest more people. It definitely would make Don happy, but
again, it could be that they're, you know, they maybe they can't get licensed for Jazz and Clifton. We talked about this before. Maybe they've got to redesign some stuff that's in the pipe. So this was something that this was their plan B for getting another Beast Wars character out, and they're still working on all these other characters. It just needs more time to get everything finalized. Look how long it took to get Sunstreaker. I mean, we'll never know, but I'm just saying, you know.
And
I just,
you know, if we never get them, we'll live.
Yeah. Yeah, we can deal with that.
Yes. What I'm starting to feel like is the design philosophy for Masterpiece is shifting somewhat. Because, like, if you think about Black Arachnia, MP44 even, and this Leo Convoy now, there definitely seems to be a preference for making the robot mode look in one specific way and really emphasizing the looks of the robot mode. And when you get to the alt mode, it's just like, well, just do whatever to kind of make it work and make it be the right shape, but don't sweat the details too much. Because, you know, if you take MP44's trailer off, you've got that really ugly leg block mess on the back end. It doesn't look like a real, rear end of a truck. Black Arachnia is pretty self-explanatory. And, you know, we're assuming a lot about what Leo Convoy looks like from any angle other than the one they showed. But I don't think that's unreasonable at this point.
Can we just get a Heinrad next?
Well, that certainly would be a bold step. It would take some balls to do that. No, I just wonder if they are starting to look at this more like making Masterpiece be more of a Hot Toys kind of thing, where it's like the priority in this is to have a really detailed, articulate, media accurate robot mode action figure, and then it also transforms as a bonus. Like, it's not a whole it's not a whole concept from start to end anymore.
And that's, I'm not
terrible. That could be.
I'm not sure I really like that, because you're sort of missing, like, if you're gonna do that, just do it like Flame Toys has done and make really great action masters that don't transform, but they look even better in robot mode.
Someone showed new pictures of Hound, and it shows that he has no neck because the head flips around from the back.
Yeah.
Which looks terrible once you see it. You cannot unsee it.
Of course, you're not going to really notice that when you have it in person in, you know, life size on the shelf, and it's not a highly zoomed in picture of one small part of the toy.
Yeah, I mean,
we're talking about like a half a millimeter separation between the bottom of the neck piece and where the top of the Jeep hood is.
I know, just for that price, it just bothers me.
Well, I mean, I don't think he should be that price, because you could ditch several of those accessories, like that ridiculous canopy top that he used episode.
Did he even use that in an episode?
Atlantis Arise.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, when they put a bunch of accessories in like that, especially when most of them are little tiny things, it's not that those are increasing the price by any meaningful amount. They're putting those in there to help justify a price that it has to be already. Yep. Like, it might add a little bit to it, but like taking them away is not going to make any kind of dent in the sticker price on it. It wouldn't not make it be 18,000 yen. It might drop it to 17,000 yen.
17,000 yen, 800.
Well, at that point, it's not helping anything, and then there's even less apparent value in it. We had the same thing happen basically with Dinobot getting that stand. Like, Dinobot has to cost what Dinobot costs because of the engineering. The stand is a cheap thing they can throw in to make it look like there's more that comes with it.
That's true. It just seems like if you had less molding and the tooling for Hound for all those bits and pieces, you'd have less molding costs, which would cascade down the line for a slightly better price. But that's
very, very, very slightly.
In the chat, Malum said the plus version of Hound will have a neck.
it'll be a paint operation, but yes.
Yeah.
Hey, does Hound have the face mask? A friend of mine asked me, and I didn't know.
Because the stock photo they did of that, there was a joke going around on Twitter that it's like his splatter shield because of how they had him holding Spike like he was about to squish him.
Okay. Hey, so what did Chris? You wrote the article about what we know about Generation Select Seacons. What do we know?
Well, if you would have asked me this 6 days ago when I wrote the article, I would have been able to be really articulate about this. But I've completely forgotten everything I put in that article since I wrote it.
I think the big one
is... It's a lot like being on the podcast, actually.
Yeah, so they probably all won't come out at once. That's your conjecture, and that makes sense. I agree with that. Let's see
what else did I conject.
Like, when will we hear more is one of the questions. And you think that it could happen at SDCC, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. The Takara stage presentation over last weekend at Tokyo Toy Show, they said that the orders were going to start during the summer, which, I mean, we're basically already in the summer season for how Japan treats it. And it would make sense, since these are almost certainly going to be on Hasbro Pulse when they come out, they would probably announce this where it will coincide with when the pre-orders are opening. So, like, Takara and Hasbro at the same time can say, you can go ahead and order these now at Takara Tomy Ball or Hasbro Pulse, depending which, you know, where you're listening to the information at.
I love Hasbro Pulse for stuff like that. I think that's the bomb diggity, yo.
And then, you know, I'm assuming that they're probably not going to start getting released until early next year.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And part of that is based on that just the early months of a year in Japan are traditionally kind of light on new Transformers product. Like, that's the slowest part of the year. So if they want to slot in several exclusives or expensive toys, it's a good time to do it because you're still maintaining about the same level of product cost for your consumer base without having to take away anything that would have, you know, not been out already.
Let's see here. What else did we learn at Tokyo Toy Show? G-Shock, Nemesis Prime. So,
yeah, we don't have any pictures or like black. Really anything other than that it's probably going to happen.
It's not really surprising,
is it?
Diecast, did you get the G-Shock Optimus?
No.
Okay.
Could get it without the watch, but it was still like $160 or something like that.
Yeah, but the watch version was like $300.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice watch. I mean, you know, if you watch.
G-Shocks aren't my thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's right. And it looks like it's selling for about $500. Damn.
The watch version?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine is a watch guy, and he said that G-Shocks are really good.
Well, the cool thing is you can use your Unicron lamp to find your G-Shock watch when you get up in the morning. So there's that.
Yeah. Man.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like you'd have a hard time finding that when you're, you know, living in a box after spending all your money on a Unicron lamp and a G-Shock Optimus.
We know so many people that, you know, will post one day, oh, I got this G-Shock Optimus. And then a couple weeks later, hey, I'm selling this G-Shock Optimus. I need to pay for my rent. Let's see here. Anything else? So Siege stuff was on display at Mega Supreme. Barricade, Impactor, all that stuff.
Oh, my favorite thing from that is the big display with all the toys where Omega Supreme is all on its own holding up Thundercracker in jet mode with its claw arm.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Uh-huh.
See if I can find that photo. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Like, I just love that it apparently has the mechanical strength to do that.
That's pretty sweet.
Not that Thundercracker's that heavy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's holding it by the wing. Tightly.
It's only by the wing and the arm is at full extension. So, like, you know, that's it's a really strong shoulder joint, and the claw is able to keep enough tension on the other toy so it doesn't just slip out. Like, it's a pretty good sign for the design strength of that. I'm really looking forward to that Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
TFradio.net/Siege Omega. Hey, so MP19 smokescreen. That was new.
The MP19 Plus, animation colors.
So does it have, like, it looks like it has a remolded face to me. Does it?
Yes.
I don't know enough about the original to be able to tell.
It sure looks like it. It comes with a little smoke effect, which is kind of cool. I love that mold. I would, I guess, consider getting this.
Yeah. Is it that much different? I mean, someone's saying the guns actually are integrated now and they're part of the transformation. The
color is definitely different. I mean, from what I can tell from this photo on my monitor.
I don't like the face on it.
Well, it looks accurate to the animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't double dipped at all on any of the Masterpiece Pluses, but since The Gambler is one of my favorite episodes, I'm probably going to double dip on the smokescreen. Just so I can have both versions of it. But I like the way it looks. It's one of the pluses that I think I'll definitely pick up.
So we got to see Siege Mirage complete with clear plastic.
Yeah, that's something we didn't have any indication of before a production sample was put on display, that the blue plastic in the legs is transparent.
So that's
looks like the shoulders too.
Yeah, that's prone possibly to stressing. Yeah. What else is it? Prone to shattering?
I just am not really convinced of the longevity of clear plastic in general.
I don't mind it.
Crack over time.
So the eBay seller, he may have an online store too, I don't know, but Will Jack Slab, I think probably everybody has bought something from him at some point over the years. He has a blog now and he's been sharing lots of collecting tips, and I think it's good stuff. But he posted one today about the top 10 Transformers that are likely to break. It's really will break your heart. And I forgot who it was. It may have been Graham, but somebody shared a picture on Twitter this weekend of their G2 Slingshot shattered.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Like mine broke, but like not that bad. So it's still, it breaks my heart. Clear plastic definitely, from my experience, is prone to showing stress wear way worse than other things. So.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking forward to this Mirage too.
Yeah.
It looks like the areas that are clear plastic though are thicker panels. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Well, if it ends up being like Prowl, there will be a big rivet driven through it at the knee joint, which is, you know, not a good thing in the first place. But yeah, I mean, Prowl has glass shins too, and I'm also concerned about how long that's going to hold up, especially since we're going to have, I think, 5 of that mold before they're done with it.
Eek.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, Rob. Eek.
Yeah. Going back to the Masterpiece discussion from earlier, I definitely will not be happy until I have a Masterpiece Mirage.
That you can break. It wouldn't be an accurate representation of G1 Mirage if it wasn't breakable.
I mean, let's be honest. G1 Mirage since I was 5 years old. Thank you.
But it's okay. I mean, yes, that's the joke I was making in the first place. But at the same time, Mirage is known to be a pretty breakable toy.
Yeah. I mean, no, I've got multiple, so I'm amazed that none of them have broken. So
I guess when you break one at 5 years old, 5 minutes after taking it out of the box, it like flips a switch in your head and you're just a lot more careful from then on.
So Crunson saying there's no legit reason for the clear plastic to be weaker, and I don't disagree with that. It's just that I think it shows it better because I kind of like how dark plastic will also show it better because the wear is lighter. It just shows the damage.
And you can make clear plastic that is, you know, somewhat flexible so that it will endure stresses better. I've seen that in like other brand of stuff, but in Transformers, the clear plastic is almost always really rigid. And if it's in a place where it has to endure stress, like at a joint on the toy, it just, it multiplies the effect and you get a higher probability of it breaking. The opaque plastics somehow just seem to deal a little bit better with that, whether they are softer or kind of rigid still. And of course, you can't make transparent nylon plastic as far as I know. So that's the best of all for enduring like, you know, side to side stresses.
Hey, again, join us live, tfradio.net/live. We take a gander at the chat throughout the show. Right now, Rodimus Supreme is saying he wouldn't be surprised if Hasbro re-releases G1 Mirage at Walmart sometime soon.
I would.
Yeah, that mold has not been used since...
That mold's lost.
Yeah, it's not been used since 1984 or 5.
So, lost G1 molds that we know are lost that I can think of off the top of my head, Mirage, Sunstreaker, the Dinobots...
the Dinobots?
That's all the ones I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, that's why we never got Encore Dinobots. The molds are gone.
Yeah, I mean, if whenever you see a knockoff, that's because somebody's gone in and recreated the molds by recasting.
I mean, if you think of all the stuff that came out in the Takara reissue lines from, you know, the year 2000 up through the Encore era, think of all that stuff that they did reissue, and then think of the few things they didn't. The stuff they didn't is stuff that's gone. They can't do anymore. And Trypticon, like Hasbro said at San Diego Comic-Con, I think it was Comic-Con, that they specifically invested in re-engineering parts of the mold that were not viable or available anymore so they could get it put back together and release G1 Trypticon as a Platinum series, which Takara probably pitched in on because they released their Encore version too. But like, that's a one specific and exceptional situation where they did recreate lost or missing mold elements.
I was going to say, can't they do that with the Dinobots? Because I know there's knockoff companies that did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the knockoff companies are basically casting molds off of existing samples, where if Hasbro or Takara wanted to make these again, what they would end up probably having to do is redesign and have recut molds from design files, not from casting an existing toy.
Hmm. Yeah,
plus, I would just do casting from an existing toy and
That's when you get KO quality.
I was going to say is, let's be honest, say they reissued G1 Grimlock. Mm-hmm. Is that really a big deal anymore?
No.
So, you know.
I mean, not only are they competing against junkers that you get at like toy shows and stuff like that, they're competing against the knockoffs. Just, it's not worth the... Juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Bad generation at this point.
Yeah. Let's see here. So, I guess moving along, I don't know if this is really worth talking about it, but some people care. Flame Toys, Bumblebee, and Megatron Furry model kits rolling out.
Yay. Well, the Megatron, at least it's the IDW, the recent-ish IDW design, and everybody liked that.
Megatron looks great. I think they did a great job with him.
Yeah.
Did we know before that Bluefin were the distributors for Flame Toys here in the U.S.?
I don't know if we've talked about it specifically, but Bluefin themselves talk about the model kit somewhat, and I think it's come up in conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're the booth that had the Dark Nemesis version at New York Comic Con.
Mm.
Something also that popped up after the show last week, on Reddit, of all places, we got to see Ratchet and Blue Streak. Ratchet being Walgreens exclusive, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, Blue Streak looks exactly like you would expect. I mean, there's no surprise there. Ratchet more or less does. The placement of the red is causing I guess some uproar. Some people love it, some people
the absence of any plastic color other than white is, I think, more what's causing the uproar.
It's basically he is white AF and he is painted in spots, but he doesn't have red pants like you would hope, potentially.
Or hands.
Yeah, he is just...
even the wheels are white.
Yeah, it's just highlights. The wheels are white, too?
That's awesome.
Yep. I got some white wheels.
You gotta own it, man, at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to, like, well, we know Metroplex has a bunch of white on them, so let's just do it on this one. Cause...
So, as far as I can tell, I examined an Ironhide after seeing this picture, because partly what I was wanting to think about was getting another Ironhide and swapping in at least some of the gray parts from an Ironhide, so there'd be some contrast on this. You can't do that because everything's, like, riveted together or glued, and it's not practical to try to take either of them apart. The other thing is, like, for the wheels being white... If they had made them any other color, then, like, parts of the shoulders would also be whatever color the wheels are. The way this mold breaks down is actually not particularly conducive to putting ratchet colors on it and having everything work.
I mean, I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Oh, I definitely don't love it.
So, in the chat, Hector pointed out the surprise on Streak because he didn't get a unique head sculpt like Smokescreen did. I mean, that's true. I don't necessarily find that to be too surprising, but, I mean, it is the case.
Well, I mean, if you go by the cartoon, Prowl and Blue Streak had basically the same head shape. It was just Smokescreen that looked different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. So... Ratchet, Walgreens exclusive, Blue Streak, part of Wave 4?
So when we saw Blue Streak before, it was the cardboard cutout with the 35th anniversary branded stuff in the Toy Fair display that we weren't supposed to see.
Hey, it's possible Blue Streak has no battle damage.
What?
Well, yeah, Ratchet doesn't seem to either.
That's a good point.
And Reflector doesn't have any battle damage either. It just seems to depend what they feel like doing.
Cool. Okay.
Ooh, we won, guys. Oh. We beat him down.
We won. Okay, so let's see.
Well, here. The battle's over, but the war has just begun.
Yeah. So MP10G, the Ghostbusters Cross Transformers Ecto-1 Optimus Prime is an SDCC exclusive. $150.
Is that it?
Not bad, actually.
Yeah. That's a great price.
Yeah,
I want this. I really want this.
Yeah, I hate it. I gotta have it. And Roller it looks like a trap.
Yeah, oh, yes, Roller. Yeah, that is great.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit, I'm lucky. I got the 7-Eleven Optimus, but I really want this one too.
It comes with a Slimer.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I mean, this is basically this year's Primitive Prime. It's close to retail, has a bunch of new parts, and is just entertainingly weird.
I love it.
Yeah. It's really good. I just hope they're smart enough to make enough of these that we don't have to kill ourselves to get them.
Well, I mean, I know it'll go up on Hasbro Pulse, but at what time?
I hope it goes on Hasbro Pulse.
How quick will it go?
Will it be at an oddball time? Will it be at like 2:48 a.m. or something? Or
no, they're pretty good about. Mm-hmm. They're much better with Hasbro Pulse than they've been in the past with the Hasbro Toy Shop.
The only thing I don't like, we haven't
been through an SDCC with them yet.
Yeah.
This is true. Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about this is he definitely has dead eyes. So should he be trapping himself?
I didn't even notice that. Oh, he does. His eyes are dark. That's weird.
They should have been green. Oh, that's a failed up.
That's a mess.
Yeah.
Oops.
Speaking of green, Springer is out at US retail at Walmart's and it's first spotted in the East Coast in Connecticut. I mean, it's not unheard of.
Connecticut and Maryland at like the same time.
Yeah, it's not unheard of, but it's rare for things.
It's uncommon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Usually it's Arizona, magical land of new toys.
Mm-hmm. Or Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. So he's
packed with Starscream.
Wave 3 is Springer and a Starscream reship. Wave 4 is going to be Thundercracker and a Megatron reship.
Hmm.
So at Pete's RoboCon, which was last weekend, and honestly, I'd forgotten about it. I think we talked about them opening up G2 Breakdown. Did we mention that last week?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd forgotten about it. But they're on display a bunch of Beast Wars stuff, prototypes, like photos and things. I haven't read through. I saw some comments and stuff on Twitter, but I haven't really looked through it. What's like the most surprising stuff that was there?
Okay, so I skimmed through the pictures, and it looks like they have photos of like wood prototypes of the Tripredicus set.
Okay.
Which I don't think those prototypes themselves combine, but they have like the basic shapes of the Beetle and Robot modes. And it's not a stage of development you usually get to see, and really wouldn't anymore because they don't design the toys that way remotely anymore.
So one of the first pictures shows off in this stuff from BotCon. Of course, Pete was involved with 3H. Which, you know, makes sense. Well, I didn't realize our buddy Heath Eakley, formerly of coldhardslag.com, messaged me this week asking me how much some of those early BotCon exclusives were. God, I had no idea that like a Shocker Rack now goes for like $500. The Tigatron from BotCon 01 goes for like $500. Ape Link goes for like $500. RC from like BotCon 01 goes for like $400. It's crazy.
Yeah, there weren't huge numbers of those produced either. No.
So that's cool. That's definitely worth checking out. There's like 60 photos. I'm not going all the way through that. Okay. So this is pretty awesome, I guess. Depends on how you feel about these things. We have a first look at official images of Power of the Spark Skybite. So this is like the teeny tiny scale, right?
Well, it's, you know, the cheapest scale. It's the most simple toys.
Oh, look at that. That is.
That's a one step.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a Cyberverse one step.
I love it. I love it. It's super toyetic. I love it. I am entirely fine with toys for kids looking like toys.
Yeah.
So I love Skybite. That'll save my day, by God.
I'm glad you'd like it.
Yeah. Let's see what else.
Well, just remember the Skybite with the power armor is better equipped to save your day.
This is true. That's when I'll let take the fish test. So what is this? First color images, Civil Warrior General Grant, the Not War Within Optimus Prime. That's a horrible name. Who would come up with a name like that? Who made this?
Civil Warrior.
Oh, that's the name of the company?
I believe so.
Oh God, what the hell?
Yep.
Why did I put this in here?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to show it, then I'm going to walk away.
Well, you can't walk away. We still have like 15 minutes of show to go.
It looks pretty good.
I know Paladin had the who did that really good
Spark toys.
Yeah, I've heard that toy get a lot of praise on how solid of a construction it is for their first toy. I'm just not sure if this is
why General Grant. What is it about Grant that makes him the Optimus Prime analog?
Maybe he was
the fact that it's a civil war.
He was the general in chief during, you know, the end of the Civil War. You know, he would be president, but Grant's an interesting character.
Paladin says he can only assume Megatron will be General Lee, but that just makes me want Megatron to be, you know, an orange car.
Yeah.
Yes, that would.
I mean, so I don't remember War Within. If it was G1 Megatron, he'd have to be like an ineffective general like Bragg or McClellan or somebody like that. But I'm probably.
So you're saying he'd have to be Megatron?
Yeah, that's the point.
An ineffective general, yeah.
But, you know, McClellan was a Civil War general. I mean, a Union general, but he also didn't do the Union too many favors. We'll shut up and move along. Oh, Banana Force. Don, this is for you.
Fire
Convoy, Red Sharpshooter, their first test shots.
I mean, I like the way the feet. I know what they're going for. They're going for like an anime stylized look on Fire Convoy, which I do really like. It's just that price.
How much is it?
$260 is the last time I saw it.
That's banana.
Yeah, but it looks like those knee joints are like diecast metal.
They are. The body frame is a mix of plastic and metal parts.
Right, I forgot that.
It's also 10 inches tall. So.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm still tempted by it. It's just it's a new company. This, as far as we know, with a modular kind of prime. So it's just I don't know yet.
I feel like for being a new company, it's probably encouraging that they're not trying to design something that transforms yet.
You're right.
For the best.
But, you know, they are doing the Ultra Magnus subsequently, so you can combine that and this together to make a prime thing.
I mean, you know, I'm very tempted by this, but I need to see a little bit more to justify the price.
I know something Don would like.
What?
One of my favorite
tfradio.net/Amazon.
Well, that too, but one of my favorite companies is doing a Thunderclash.
Oh,
Fans Hobby is doing a Thunderclash. That's a redesign of that Power Master Optimus Prime mold that they have.
Do we have any news on that?
Interesting.
Is that linked somewhere?
A great test shot came out. A picture came out late this afternoon.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Let's try to get that.
I mean, if he doesn't
look, you're in the way.
If he's not like kind of lame looking.
He's not. He's not lame looking.
I mean, I love Thunderclash, but he's a really lame looking toy in robot mode.
There you
doesn't,
go.
Well, because I picked up this one. This is for the Thunderclash not long ago from the diecast. This was the Tarn from Mastermind.
Yeah.
So I got this one because Thunderclash, and this was a con exclusive, I think. But I'm kind of tempted by this one.
It looks good. It's not lean looking. I mean, it's super embellished. I guess you'd have to, with his design, embellish it quite a bit. But that's nice.
Yeah. Going to be big. That power baser is a huge mold.
How much would this be? Any idea?
How much was power baser?
220.
God, so that's around that range, I guess.
God, I might not consider it.
Look on the bright side. You'd spend that much for a vintage Thunderclash, and this isn't made of brittle gold plastic.
Thunderclash costs $220 now?
I don't know.
I mean, again, I bought it.
But it's not made of brittle gold plastic.
I got a mint and sealed box Thunderclash for $40. And it's
what
been
year
less,
was that?
It was less than 10 years ago.
Okay, but it was still almost 10 years ago then.
It was less than 10 years ago that I got that.
Well, let's just assume you would spend, a healthy sum of money for a G1 Thunderclash, and you'd never be able to touch it because it'll break.
How much does a mint and sealed box Skyquake go for now? That's what I want.
Yeah, well, when are they going to turn Power Baser into a Skyquake?
Now, that would be some remolding. But, I definitely want to see how he looks in color, but that could definitely be a purchase for me. I mean, I like what they did with this one. But it's, you can tell it wasn't meant to be Thunderclash. It works, but it's not garish enough to be Thunderclash.
Skyquake, with the box, it's not mint and sealed box, with the box, complete, $55.
Okay.
Yeah, so some of these things, like the price on those aren't ridiculous. Let me look up Thunderclash.
I almost got a Pretenders Grimlock complete with box and everything. And it was only at like $15 because they didn't put Pretender in the listing. It like disappeared off eBay before the they took it down, but they took it down almost like near the end of the auction because I was gonna try and snipe it.
Yeah.
And it just
were there any bids on it at all?
Yeah, there were bids on it.
So A boxed Thunderclash sold for $130. Here's a loose one that sold for less than $40. Yeah. I really need to repro of that gun, though, because my gun broke.
I'd be really afraid of loose examples of Skyquake or Thunderclash or anything.
Skyquake doesn't have a lot of gold plastic.
It's the small jets that have the breakable parts.
Yeah, Skyquake is pretty sturdy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've got a Skyquake. It's better than a Junker, but it's not complete. So, let's see what else we got going on. So Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon, buy something. It'll help us out.
You should pre-order a Siege Jetfire. Amazon has those back up for retail and they are set to ship on July 1st.
tfradio.net/ Siege Jetfire, I believe. Yep.
Do we think Jetfire will actually ship on July 1st?
We'll from Amazon, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because I was thinking when I saw you post that Jetfire was back up on pre-order for Amazon, I was wondering if they got their stock and they got some extra and that's why they put it back up for pre-order because it was down for a while. Or if they're just anticipating.
I assume it was down for a while because when they put it up in the first place, they sold through what they thought they were going to get. And now that it's at the point where the stuff would be coming to them from, where it's coming into port or wherever, they have an exact number that they know they're getting. And so they've been able to open up more pre-orders.
Cool. Yeah, so check out Amazon, buy stuff, toilet paper, toothpaste, whatever.
Anyway, in general, Amazon I've found to be accurate with their in stock and shipping dates. I've only seen
a slip once for a major Transformers release.
Unlike Hasbro Pulse, where it says, July 1st or April 1st or whatever, and it's 5 to 10 days later that the stuff comes in stock, and then another few days before it actually gets a shipping notice.
Yep.
It doesn't. Four
from Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon. I don't care. tfradio.net/Amazon. Buy something, okay? tfradio.net/Cadbury. Buy some Cadbury eggs. Don needs some Cadbury eggs. He's almost out.
No. Go
to tfradio.net/MassyAttack. Buy him some Mallow cups. He could really use some. It'll help him out. It'll help us out.
tfradio.net/Claylist. It's Rob's birthday coming up. And even though by the time you hear this, it will basically be Rob's birthday, I'm sure he won't be offended if he were to get a gift late.
I added I added some stuff to Don's. Oh, yeah. So here's, I added something to Don's Massey Attack wish list. I'm like, you want to buy Don something, but you don't want to buy him a squirrel, like a stuffed
or a coffin.
Yeah, a coffin or something like that. But I put some nice Golden Corral or Olive Garden gift cards on there.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So you want to get Don some gift cards, take his lady out on.
Get him a Waffle House gift card.
That's a good idea.
No, don't, because the closest one's an hour. It's about an hour to an hour and 30 minutes away in any direction. This is
true,
so.
But that's true. But yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon will help us out. Okay. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, so this week, last week, we did a fan poll asking what people's opinions were on what has caused the increase in price for Masterpiece. This week, we're asking, has the rising cost of Masterpiece changed your collecting habits?
What does that look like right now?
That is a good question. Let me take a look.
I'm getting a bit more selective in my MP purchases is the number one.
Yeah, with the next
reasonable.
Yeah, with the next one down being, yeah, I'm over Masterpiece. So that there's about 20% of the T-Formers audience at least getting priced out of Masterpiece with these new prices on things.
I can kind of
see that.
So there's one thing in your poll that you missed.
Uh huh.
You should have put in, because I'm an idiot, I'm actually buying more Masterpiece stuff, and you have had one vote, and it would have been me.
Oh, okay. the I'm going to focus on other high-end Transformers goods now. Is that official or unofficial product?
It doesn't both. Say.
Yeah, basically that covers both. Because I mean, there's plenty of things in both categories that are fairly costly at this point. So it just seemed like a good thing to just bundle all that together to not.
Because my thing now is third-party options are actually becoming cheaper options, which is crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is just kind of wild. Yeah. I have no idea why that is.
Well, I mean, so they're not paying licensing costs. They don't have quality control stuff they have to worry about. There's a lot of reasons why stuff costs less. I mean, Hasbro Takara could charge less, I think. Maybe.
Third party used to be more than the official.
This is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but yeah, things have really shifted.
Yeah.
Weird times.
Very weird times.
Pretty much.
Yep. Okay. You can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/627. I don't mention that every week, but if you want to see the links that we're talking about, go to tfradio.net and slash whatever the episode number of the podcast you're listening to. And it's right there. It's just the easiest way to do it. So tfradio.net/627. You can find us on Twitter at tfradio and on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, wherever it is. It's Radio Free Cybertron on Twitter. And I mean, it is on Twitter, but it's Radio Free Cybertron on YouTube. I need more caffeine. Chris is giving
something.
He's giving me this quizzical look. I'm personally on Twitter at bkilby, on Instagram at Brian Kilby, and at briankilby.com. I have podcasts and stuff that I post there. Rob Springer isn't here. He's at Robo Rob Springer and at zonebase.org. Jason isn't here either, but he is at Jason S. Kirk on Twitter and at podvocacy wrestlingontheedgeofforever.com for his podcasts. I think the newest episode of Wrestling on the Edge of Forever, my favorite podcast that he does, posted today, I think. Matt's not here, but Matt is not on the internet. He is elusive and cannot be found. He moves in mysterious ways. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. Go and check out my sales list because I could use more spending money because there's a lot of stuff coming out in July. Wow.
Yeah.
You can also find, you know, random instances of me talking about Star Trek or other weird things because that's just basically what I do. Now, for photography stuff, on the other hand, you can follow me on Twitter at Play With Photos, because Twitter doesn't have enough characters for Play With Photography. And I would actually recommend doing that, because just this afternoon I got into an interesting conversation with someone who is looking for some tips to get a deeper depth of focus on photos he was trying to take. And I got into some of the technical explanations of that and some alternatives to how to get more of an object in focus, both in camera and with some software help afterwards. So, you know, useful information still comes out of me sometimes.
That's not the only otherwise, thing that comes out of you sometimes.
So. I know, right? And you can also always go to playwithphotography.com to see galleries and other articles I post. And for random photos, you know, follow on Twitter and also follow on Instagram, instagram.com/playwithphotography. And if you like the work I do, you can help me to do more of it by contributing as little as $2 per month to my Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/playwithphotos. I think that's all the boxes checked.
Cool. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flail Throughs. Flail Throughs is the name of my YouTube channel where I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2, a Japanese free-to-play PSN game. And Thursdays are when that when the weekly update rolls out. There's some interesting stuff due very soon. So new space maps and some overhauls to the rating system in the game. So check that out for that. If you like what I do there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. You can request specific mobile suits and color schemes for like a couple of bucks a month. And yeah, as they mentioned before, my Amazon wish list is at tfradio.net/claylist, which, you know, thank you to everyone who has got me something off of that and who has even so much as looked at it, because any money I had earmarked for getting myself something for my birthday has been spent on taxi visits to and from a nursing home. So that's been a thing. So yeah, thank you, everybody. And otherwise, the video work that Chris and I do for T-Formers can be found on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Cool. Don.
I about leaned over to the microphone. I can be reached. That's not there anymore. I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast. Please like my Facebook page, or please follow my Facebook page. I'm either one. I forget what you do on Facebook, but. And then also. Yeah. Also see my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews, the Matrix of Leadership that I just got from Epically Geeky is up there. Check that out, because it's a really awesome matrix.
Cool. John.
That John D everywhere.
Excellent. Okay, cool. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening or watching. We love you.
Ideally both. We'd love you more if you did both.
Goodbye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez.
geez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?